So with that said, let's give them a round warm of applause. We have Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe, come on down. Woo.
Thank you.
By the way, that song, Wonder Where the Lions Are,
yes.
That is the theme song that the cats sing in our neighborhood.
That's true. The mountain lion.
Yeah.
David, I'm not going to explain that underwear thing. And it's April Fool's, so I was just kidding when I said none.
He really meant to say shitloads.
You bring a lot. You have to bring a lot. What a crazy month. I don't know, is because we were sitting on airplanes the whole time or was it that kind of month? I mean, it was crazy.
We weren't around enough to know.
A lot of changes over this last month. A lot of things going on. I know people felt it. And there's actually evidence of the changes all around.
There were some pretty good stories, actually. Wild, but the outcomes have kind of come back around.
Bad, but just very, very fast paced.
Challenges.
Evidence of the changes, for instance, when I got here today and met the lovely staff, an incredible staff who spent
awesome
a lot of
staff.
Time
Thank
setting
you.
Up, I walked back into the men's room, and I noticed there is a door on the stall now. It's incredible.
I believe you need to say thank you specifically to Susie Schummel
thank
for that.
Thank you, Susie, for putting that door up. I guess we could have done it ourselves. But
Susie's the one that made that happen, trust me.
I know this is a small thing, but it's a very human thing. You know, you go into a restroom, and, you know, you're there for a little time on your own. And when you're sitting there, you know, particularly, you know, before channel, and you're thinking, and you're trying to talk to Tobias.
I thought guys just use the trees.
No, this is the stall, not the, you have to understand. You gotta go in a few men's restrooms once in a while, but there wasn't a door.
Not my idea of fun.
And so you'd go in there, the guys, they would be embarrassed, and there is now a door. Life is good. It really is. It was a crazy month, as David mentioned, the day after the last shout. Norma, Garrett, Linda, and I hopped on an airplane and never stopped. It was like nonstop.
Flying. The day after, and then we got home finally.
Tuesday night. To us, it's still.
It's 9 hours later.
Yes, 10 o'clock at night. I'm ready to go to sleep. I can't wait for the channel so I can just relax. But we went to Sydney, Australia, for a Dreamwalker workshop. It was incredible. I'll show some pictures later. It was fantastic. And then Norma Garrett did the Oama School in Sydney. Hopped on a plane, went straight to Zurich from Sydney. That's a long trip.
We went home and washed our underwear.
We came home for a few days. So we had a few days rest in between.
Yep.
Went to Zurich.
Rest isn't the word I'd use, but yes, we did have 4 days off the road.
Went to Zurich and did another Dreamwalker and just got back from that. So it was an interesting month. Speaking of the staff, I did want
I'm
to take
I'm dead tired of it.
Well, you get to stay home a couple days this month.
Yeah.
Easier schedule. Easier. But I did want to take a moment to thank the staff. This room transforms from just a mountain little lodge, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Austere.
It's nothing. And they set it up. They do the cameras, the electrical gear, the kitchen with all the wonderful food. I didn't get a look there today. What's big on the menu?
Chocolate.
Okay. And cookies and early Easter candy, all ready to go. But the staff does a tremendous job. I want to acknowledge them, thank them, and how about a big applause for the incredible work.
You know, sometimes it's actually hard to remember to thank them, and it's one of those stories, and the reason is because they do it so well and so flawlessly.
And quietly, and
so comfortable that it's easy to forget what they're doing because they do it so painlessly for us.
Could we make sure to get a shot of the staff, and then we'll get a separate one of you? But you might want to back there all the equipment, the cameras, the producers, directors.
John,
yeah, that's John.
And Jim and Vicky and Joe.
Joe.
Oh, there Joe moved
Sandra
in.
Sandra in the back there, Sandra, way back there.
Carol Ann's assistant. Carol Ann,
watching over the food. Yeah. And we have
Mrs.
other.
Mrs. Hanson, Linda Hanson.
Linda Hanson, Michelle.
Latecomer.
I'm sorry, you're on television. And Joe Engel.
Yeah.
Nancy and Ricky over here at the other table.
Were we missing anybody in the bathroom?
No. And then Nancy and Ricky. And then Joe Engel, if you want to get a shot here of Roy. And Vicky, if you want to have Jim, have him do a little switch there. So we get Roy in there. So everybody knows Roy. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We have a lot to cover today, so we're going to get right after it. I know we have quite a few guests here today. I think a few who are first-timers. Where are you going?
I forgot my mist.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll cover for you in the meantime. And I know we have people all over the world listening in online. As David says, we have over 80 people from 80 different countries, if not more, but the list stops at 80. And I know from our traveling that there's people all over that listen in regularly. We probably haven't met them or don't hear from them that often, but I know you listen in. I know you get up at about 4 or 5 in the morning in Australia. You get up at, or you're up right now at midnight in some other parts of the world, and we want to welcome you here just as much as anyone sitting in these chairs.
Well, like Australia, it's like 6 hours behind tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
So
yes,
it's
figure that. No, I'm going to throw another one in there. Last Sunday, Saturday night, we went through the change of time, daylight savings time in Europe, and then we're going to go through it again. So
That's right.
The hell time is it going to be when we wake up in the morning?
It will be 8 hours later in Europe. And Australia, I have no freaking idea.
No, I can't figure that one out. So
I can't even go there.
Wow.
Oh, I want to add a comment, and
please.
You don't like this stuff, so I'll do it for you.
Okay. All right.
I would like to mention.
You can ask for donations?
I will.
Cool.
Close. The second least popular. I would, and Jeff and I believe it. Well, I'm saying I because if you don't like it, you can say that was just Linda.
That was just Linda. That would look really bad though if I did that, but go ahead.
I'm grateful you don't do it often.
Go ahead.
Okay. I usually only when I'm showing really bad manners. But
is
anyway,
this an April Fool's joke?
No.
Oh, this is for real. Okay.
No. What we're finding out is, believe it or not, when we look to see where we ought to try to work things into our schedule, you're not going to believe this, but it's the one thing we actually use the database for.
Yes.
And I can tell you right now, we will not be going to India yet because there are only 2 people in the whole database from India.
So you're trying to say if you're listening in from India right now, please register.
Or Russia or China or anywhere. Anyways, just I wanted you to know that because we were couple people asking me about it, and I said, it is so helpful if you register in our database. We don't sell it to anybody. We don't give it to anybody. Worst we're going to do is send you a little newsletter once in a while.
Yeah, once a month.
Worst
case.
And
it's a nice newsletter.
But not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And it says newsletter, so you can just delete it.
Yeah.
But it really helps
don't
us.
Don't say that. They're all going to delete it. Oh, shit. All that work for nothing. They're going to delete it.
It really actually helps us know where you are and helps us plan and schedule. If you're willing to just sign into the database, I promise we won't do anything weird with it.
Yeah, this is not a plot.
It's really not.
We're not that bright. We wouldn't know what to do with it other than send you a newsletter. But, you know, startling revelations now. By having good information about where Chambra is located, for instance, I did not know we had so many Chambra in Turkey.
Yeah.
We're going to go into Turkey.
We are, because
when
we went to review the list, there are a lot of people in Turkey.
And you guys are going
Turkey.
Too, sorry.
Yeah. And there's actually quite a few people recently since we started the sign-up thing. There are actually a growing number in South Africa.
Yeah, a lot of you were going to go there.
It's encouraging. Well, there weren't very many in there before, but there's quite a few more have registered, and it really helps us see who you are and where you are.
Yeah, so and in the great country of Colorado also. The Republic of Colorado.
Now, the Germans are the scary ones, because a lot of times when I look, this is true, listen to me here.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Okay.
It's not a joke. Like, it'll be like a German living in Portugal, or a German who's, you know, in Russia. So the Germans are the elusive ones because they're all over the place. I don't know what's that about, but it's true.
I don't know. I can't figure. Siglinda, what is that?
It's amazing
about,
what you learn.
You know, the Germans in other countries, damn it.
So we're learning a lot from our database, so thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do this part?
Yeah, we're going to take a moment here and welcome our guests who are here today. I know it's an embarrassing moment for some of you, but it allows people listening in to do something before the channel. So,
it's my chance to annoy you with mispronouncing your name.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you took the time and effort to be here, so we want to acknowledge you.
Okay, clarify.
And if you ever want to just be on camera, just fake a name like you've never been here before, you know, to put in some weird country and away you go, man. You know, have a little accent when you talk. Yeah, go ahead.
Only you would think of that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well. Claire Burnt from Shorewood, Minnesota. Where are you, Claire?
I'm the mama.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, you get on camera anyway.
Well, I'll mention Claire and Madeline decided to stay in the hotel room in Boulder.
Oh.
And watch Lord of the Rings. And I know.
You sure she's not dating somebody from CU?
Yeah.
We have to put on a better show. We're competing with Lord of the Rings.
I know.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
But I'm here, Paula, her mom.
Thank
Glad
you.
You're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Judy Mott from Minnetonka, Minnesota.
The grandmama. I'm here, too.
Oh. Okay.
Everybody is switching roles. Is this
yeah.
an April Fool's joke? Or is that really you, or are you filling in for someone?
No, I'm Judy Mott, and
oh, you are.
I am me, and,
oh,
and I'm the grandmama of the
oh,
two girls.
Oh, now I'm so confused. It's a jet lag thing. I am so sorry. Okay, well, I'm glad
nice
you're here.
Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, Tara Dillinger from Colfax, North Carolina. Where are you, Tara?
Right up in the
front.
Well,
right front. Good for you.
And where is Colfax?
It's actually Tara.
Tara. Oh. I'll never get that
See,
right.
See, she always mispronounces just
on
so
purpose.
you can correct her.
And actually, that's where the post office is. It's really Greensboro, North Carolina.
I'm sorry, honey, but it says Colfax, North Carolina right here.
Right, where the post
that's
office
a,
is.
You know,
oh, okay.
like
you don't
us.
Live in the post office box.
But I can only read what's on here, just the Chandler, and I'm not that psychic.
It's just like us. We say we live in Golden, but this is not Golden.
Yeah.
This is unincorporated. This
it's
is nothing.
It's being multidimensional.
But you can't put nothing
exactly.
on your,
yeah.
For your address.
I'm really not doing it to be a shit. It says right on there.
We know that. Where did that come from?
I'm glad you're here. Yes.
We'll have to work something out where we could tell people to just change it on the list when they check
That's
in.
That's true.
That might help.
But it makes for good conversation.
Well, I
yes.
just feel so damn dumb. Okay.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. All right. Keith Gaines from somewhere other than Colfax.
Greensboro.
That's
Greensboro.
Where the
Very
box
good.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Very
where the
good.
Mail goes.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
Glad you're all here. Are you, did you come in for this or are you up here skiing or
just
all
for
of it?
This?
Just for this? This?
Yeah.
Ooh,
wow.
That's a lot of
we are
pressure,
honored.
Honey.
We are really honored.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
I've listened to all the Clarity Series recordings.
Yep. Yes.
And then last month we watched it live on the internet.
Yes.
And this month we're here.
Wow. Wow.
Is it Gainesville where we need to go to? Don't we need to come to, we've never been to North Carolina. Is it Gainesville that real popular area or is that South Carolina?
Greensboro.
Greensboro.
Popular area.
It's in about the center of the state.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to come to Carolinas one of these days.
Yeah.
Nice
okay.
place. Come on over.
I hear that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Great golfing. Annie Deegan. Do you count as a visitor anymore?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't, but I wanted to just say hi to Mary Lou because she couldn't come.
Oh.
And I know she's listening.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure
hi,
she
Mary
be
Lou.
Here.
I love you.
Yeah.
See you
okay?
next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still do count as a visitor, even though, it's a long way from
San Cristobal. It's
live.
A long drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an investment.
It's kind of right next door.
Yeah.
Actually.
Your hair's real cute. Curled it different.
Yeah, I just took out braids.
It's nice.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, they get me every time here. Roderick, is that close? Bucknick. Close?
Are you? I'm so confused.
My,
and now a daylight savings, what am I going
to
do?
That's my friend, and I got up an hour early to drive and find him in Denver, and he was very sick, so
oh.
I left him there.
Oh.
So next month.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Last but not least, I believe, Maggie Hopgarten. I did a close. It's pretty close, wasn't it?
Okay. Hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good
thanks.
To see you. And where are you from, Maggie? I know, but we're doing this
Go
for
ahead.
The
I'm
TV.
From the country of Salt Lake City.
Because, yeah. That. Now,
and
you,
that it is.
And it really is a whole
it
different
really
country.
Is.
Yeah.
You have to have a passport to come.
That's a very interesting
you should.
Place. Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting energy.
Interesting energy. Interesting
I
government.
Incredible
yes.
overlays.
Culture.
Interesting culture.
Overlays
yes.
you contributed to.
I'm not going to even go there. I'm just saying interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. We do need to go back to Salt Lake. We did a channel there,
it's
workshop
been a long time
there
ago. It was,
2 years ago, three
no,
years
about
ago?
About 3-4 years ago. It was an Easter channel.
Yeah.
How often do you have to go there to get that fixed, Jeff?
Well, actually, it's interesting. I like it there, and I'm not going to go into it because we're on the air, but it is interesting. It gives you perspective.
You don't
want to
be
right?
on there.
Is that a good way of saying it gives you perspective?
You don't want to be on their burn and destroy list.
No. So, well, thank you for being here. It's been a while.
I'm not a guest.
You're not?
Like, no, it just feels like home.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But you're from a long way away.
Well, Salt Lake City.
Well, that's a long way away. Yes.
Thanks.
Thank We're you. Going in circles now. Oh, and then we've got, is that everybody?
No.
No, there's three Burnts on here from Shorewood, Minnesota. We already did that.
Yes.
Oh, Christine LaRue, that's the one I missed.
Oh, Christine.
Well, Oceanside, but back to Colorado, so this is the only time she gets special acknowledgement. April Fools, I'm back.
I know. Yeah. You are back. It's been a while, and I remember as you were leaving for the San Diego area a couple years ago, you and I talked, and I said, and you were feeling kind of bad, like you're abandoning the, you know, Colorado and Crimson Circle. And I said, you'll be back.
Yes, you
yes.
did.
Or you'll be back.
Yes,
something,
you did.
Something like that. Yes.
Yes, and I am back. And it's great to be home and feel the love and the warmth that's in this room. And San Diego sends that to everyone here as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like hate town after being in California?
It's really nice to be here.
Good, good. Always good to hear.
But there's some sort of connection energy-wise between Colorado, you know, the Denver area and San Diego, like sister spiritual cities or something. There's just something. I don't, Norma is sitting here nodding her head because she knows she was from there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good learning experience for a couple years.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
2 years.
Two. Yeah.
It almost felt kind of like a sabbatical or graduate school, something like that. But it, there is a definite connection. I mean, you know. There's a pull there, but I think I'll be a better visitor than living there.
Good.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Glad you're back. And I know we have a couple other visitors
that aren't on the list.
I know. Rory, you might want to raise your hand.
Where's Rory? And his whole role. That whole role.
Yeah, the whole role. Well, just bring that microphone up here.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Go ahead. You get to be on television.
We're from the great Republic of California.
Yes. Yeah. Why don't you tell them your name?
Templeton. Rory Muniz.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Stand up. Stop being so damn shy.
And Rory and Leslie sponsored the Everyday Masters Conference January last year in Cayucas.
Yep.
And we were there, and Tobias was interesting.
That's a nice word for it.
Well, that's my word for the day. Interesting. Hi, Leslie.
You didn't use nice, and that was good.
Leslie, go ahead.
Leslie Kubin.
Yes.
I'm with Rory.
Yes.
California.
Yeah, California. Good to see you again. You guys surprised me. I didn't know you were going to be here today. And I walked
Read
in
your
before.
Emails.
It's like, I went back. True story. I went back when I got home, you know, earlier. I went back and I went through my email again. I even checked my junk mail and not there. Lost in the ethers. Yep.
It happens.
It does.
We'll work here now. It's okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kama Devi. And my friend and I were just driving by. We didn't have anything to do. We saw all these cars out there and said, hey, I bet something's happening.
You know,
so what is this?
This is a church meeting. And,
that's how we book
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
That's how we book it.
It's a very interesting church, let me tell you.
Okay.
Very interesting.
That's how we book it. How many ordained ministers are sitting here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of hands.
Yeah, did you see that?
Well, you know, it's pretty slow up here in the canyon. So when there's a lot of cars parked here,
that was spooky. You know, one more time, how many ordained ministers?
See that? Wow!
Wow!
Wow! We could have a hell of a marriage or a hell of a funeral here right now.
Whew. That was spooky, huh?
Glad you're here. Where are you from?
Republic of Boulder.
That's a subset of the Republic of Colorado.
Yeah,
what do they say about Boulder? It's 28 square miles surrounded by reality.
Yeah, they do say that.
It's
nice to get out of there every once in a while.
Place. I love Boulder. It is so, for those who are listening in, Boulder, Colorado is where Mork and Mindy took place. And Mindy's house is still there somewhere
still
in Boulder.
There, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that kind of tells you something about Boulder.
It's a great place to own a piece of real estate. It's got a bubble around it that never pops.
Yeah.
It's nice to be here.
Good.
Nice.
Well, first, Woody and Katie send their love.
Good.
Yes, I haven't seen them. Last time I bumped into them was at Whole Foods in Boulder.
Yes.
It wasn't Costco?
Yeah. No, it was Whole Foods. Yes.
That's actually how we got here. Actually, how I got here is Rory and Leslie, I'm working with them in California, and they said, how come you don't know Jeff and Linda because you're neighbors? And I said, because I don't. And then I realized Woody has been speaking of you for years.
Oh, funny.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
Then Leslie Norrie said, by the way, we're coming in and you should come over. And I said, okay. And that's actually how Comedavy and I ended up here. But if you want to go with the story that we just drove by and it looked busy. And
I like that.
You know,
like
that works.
That.
I really like that.
I like that.
That works too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by the time
better.
The day is done, you'll be converted over. You'll be new fanatics and, you know, bringing the word to everybody down in Boulder. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you can make a, it's your birthday?
We're coming upon my birthday, yes.
Okay, well, we brought some cake and chocolates for you.
Celebration material.
Great. I'll think about sharing.
Well, you know, it's funny. We actually kind of keep, I would say, a low key in the canyon here because...
don't go there.
Because there's an interesting energy. So we don't make a big deal. We don't put banners out and things like that. Very low key. And even in the local area, we really don't advertise or promote. And there's people who find out about us from friends in Australia or New Zealand or California.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's right here in my backyard. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, let me tell you how quaint our canyon is.
How quaint is the
canyon? So quaint that I had to call somebody for something and they said, who are you? And I said, Linda Benyo. And they go, I know who you are. And I said, oh, really? And they go, you know, it's like, we're never here. And they go, yeah, you're the lady that wears red lipstick. Now, how spooky is that? Uh-huh. In the whole community, I'm the one that wears the red lipstick. That is really frightening. But what would my friends and dentists
say? Wait till they find out.
Oh.
Yeah, shave your legs.
What would my friends in Dallas
That's
say?
That's the other one. Wait till they find out she shaves her legs. Where it's going to get around. What's that? It's a nice, comfortable place to live.
Yeah.
Anyone else that we forgot about?
There are several new people, but they might be too shy to say. I see a couple people right there. Are you too shy to say? Are you local?
You can
drive
just
in?
Say your name real quick.
Not too far. Right there. These two hands.
No, don't pick. They can raise their hands if they want.
No, they're not. They're
okay,
sitting way
too quiet.
Okay, that's
okay. Oh, a couple back here. A
couple guys. Come on. Don't be so shy.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hartung from, I guess, the Republic of Denver.
Yes.
So not that far, but this is my first time here.
Welcome.
So.
Good. How'd you hear about it?
Through the internet.
Oh, great.
Friends forwarding me those newsletters that weren't deleted.
Right, right.
So now I get the newsletters myself.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. Glad you're here.
We're surprised at how many people from Colorado will show up and will say, how'd you find out about it? And they say, oh, my friend in Australia or my friend from Switzerland.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Joyce Graham, and I'm from the Republic of Denver as well.
Yes.
Welcome.
Glad you're here.
And Aurelia brought me.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
Lovely. Any more newbies? Oh, okay, lovely.
Yes.
I'm echoing too much.
Hi, I'm Paula Sharp from Longmont, friend of Edith's, and she's been talking to me about this for years and years. And she
we believe
you've
that.
You've got to come. So finally made it to a meeting at her house a couple Sundays ago, and she's got me up here, and we're ready to
wonderful
move forward.
Good.
Glad you're here, and thank you,
thank
Edith.
You.
Okay. I think we're ready to move into last month's channel.
Do we really want to?
Yes.
That was a big
absolutely
channel,
absolutely. You know, I'd really kind of forgotten it until I went through it last night and putting the slides together, but it was the Clarity series, Shout 8. Yeah. And it was Disconnect, which I'm doing right now, part 2. And we're going to go through it. Linda's going to play the role of Tobias, and I'm going to pretend I'm me. And we're going to just do a quick review of what was said last month, because how many really remember? Did you remember your homework from last month? You did. Okay, good. We'll get to that. Okay, take it away.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, we had homework.
Well, it's the, you know what else I was worried about? They said for one full month, but it's been one full month, so they were able to show up today anyways.
Yes.
Because they'd do something different?
Right.
Okay.
Is this
something wrong with my ears or is this echoing too much?
A little echo.
It's an unnatural state of being for an angel to be in a physical form. It can be draining. So we find that we work together as a team on this side. A whole group of us, the Crimson Council, continually working with you, continually coming in, expanding our energies in your space, but then we also have to withdraw at times.
Tobias was explaining why he and Saint Germain and occasionally Cthulhu trade roles. They kind of go in and out. And I think St. Tobias had done a couple of big workshops back in February, and he had to take a little rest, and then St. Germain comes in and fills in. But he was saying even for the angelic beings, it's very difficult for them to be in the energy of Earth. It has a very strong attraction, kind of like a spiritual magnetic pull that, drains their energy. And he's saying, if, just think about it, if they have to go recuperate every once in a while, just think what it's like for us to be here, how absolutely draining and difficult it is for our angelic energy to be in physical bodies and to be here day after day after day. They're really making a point saying, if your body hurts, if you're feeling out of whack, if you're feeling uncomfortable, there's a good reason. It's because you're in physical form.
We bring up this point because it's important for each and every one of you. You're working hard in the human realities right now. You're trying to do things just to keep your human life going, and you're going through an incredible overall transformation in your spiritual life. It's very draining on your energies. Master of the obvious.
Duh, Tobias. But, you know, I think they have to bring up that point once in a while because we really get caught up in this stuff. And we say, you know, what's wrong with me? How, am I not doing something right? Am I energy scattered or whatever? They're saying, no, not really. I mean, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just you're here on Earth. You're going through an incredible transformation right now. Energies are changing faster than ever all around us. It is very hard to keep track of it. So don't take on that responsibility or that burden of thinking that you're doing it wrong. They went on to say,
one of the purest energies that a human can experience without having it take energy away from them is Gaia. Gaia is embodied right now on this thing you call planet Earth, but Gaia is a spirit. Gaia is a composite spirit of many, many different entities who bring their total energy together. Gaia essentially means supporting of life or giving of life.
This is the one thing Gaia, for those who don't know, is Earth, Mother Earth, the Earth spirit. Tobias is saying here that Earth or Gaia is a spirit, just like we are. It has its own type of identity. And it's the one thing you can really count on when you want to recharge or rejuvenate your own energy. It doesn't take away from you. The energy or the setup of Gaia is continually supporting life, continuing to nourish life. So if you're feeling a little bit ragged out, a little confused, a little tired, just go out for a walk in the woods, just sit under a tree, be with Gaia, because the energy is always supporting, always giving. A lot of times, you know, energy isn't necessarily always supporting, or sometimes it supports with an agenda. It could be family, it could be work, things like that. A lot of times there's hooks in it, and a lot of times, even though you need to be recharged, it's like pulling your, sorry David, I didn't mean to do that. It's like pulling your energy right from you. But if you want to just get...
I like it better when you use him as an example than me.
Yeah, but I don't want to wear him out. Oh, yes, yes.
Look at the red color he turns. It's so fun.
So anyway, go out in nature for a little bit. Gaia gives totally clear, supporting energies for you. It doesn't take anything away. Wonderful little statement from Tobias.
Was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This whole concept of disconnecting brings up fear, doubt, and anxiety. Rafa comes in today to help you as you move through some of these issues. There's a tremendous overall fear of letting go of old ways. Rafa will be joining us over the next few months of time. His presence should also be an indication that there are things happening on Earth right now, shifts and changes that tend to elicit fear. Rafa made me want to wear my Rastafarian wig.
Rafa.
Yeah,
yes.
Rafa.
That's what Tobias calls Archangel Raphael, calls him Rafa. Rafa means transmuting fear, understanding the pure and true energy of fear and walking through it. And that's what the archetypical energy of Rafa does. When I heard in the shower last month that Rafa was coming in as our guest, it brought up a lot of fear. It did. Well, it made me think, oh, geez, what are we in for now? Because he hasn't been around in a little while. And it always means that we're going to go through something, changes or whatever you call them. changes. Mutations, good. I just blanked out there. We're going to go through a lot of changes, and changes bring up fear. We don't like changes because it breaks down the old energy systems. It gets us out of our comfort zone. And, you know, sometimes we can even be miserable with something but comfortable with it.
I think that's why traveling was good, because I was so delirious with jet lag most of the month that really I didn't notice. I just knew I was delirious with jet lag.
Yeah, you don't even, yeah.
No,
you don't
know, it was good.
Don't know what to fear.
Yeah, nothing to fear.
But he's saying that Rafa's coming in to help us move through some of the fears, which kind of said to me that there's stuff happening right now, a lot of stuff on kind of the undercurrent or the under levels, Earth in general, not just in our individual lives, but that this whole fear thing kind of starts in, and they're saying, don't get into the fear, don't take it on personal. There's just earth changes and resistance to the change. He went on to say,
during the next few months, we're going to once again see evidence of increased levels of change on earth. That is scary. This is not a fear scenario, Chambra. It's a change scenario. One of the reasons for Raphael being here right now is to help you to understand that you can move through the fear.
I like that line. It's not a fear scenario on earth right now. It's a change scenario. Anytime there's change going on to this level and this extent, there's also the tendency for fear, and fear attracts some interesting bedfellows. Fear brings up things like conspiracy. It brings up, alien attacks, end of the world, all this stuff.
Does it make the president look stupid?
I'm not going to go there. I lost my train of thought now. I was actually thinking of Barney.
I was thinking of Barney. I know, as soon as I said that, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
but anyway, I was on a roll, but whatever.
Not fear.
Don't
not
get
fear.
Caught into the dramas.
Conspiracies.
You know, if you want to know what's conspiracy versus what's, just change. It has the element of drama in it, and you'll feel the drama. And the drama reaches out and grabs you, shakes you, gets you really interested. But, you know, drama is really something that will never quench your hunger. Matter of fact, you get into the drama, you get into the conspiracy, and all the whatever's going to happen, and pretty soon you're just going to want more and more and more. Tobias and St. Germain and the others are saying, staying in a calm place. There can be all this stuff going on around you. You don't need to get caught up in it. Drama, you'll notice the energy because it spins you. It really spins you. And it's fun for a moment, but then as it wears off, you find yourself really worn out, really needing more energy. And if you go back to drama, you're just going to need a bigger hit of it. It's like spiritual heroin, you know? Doesn't look good on you. Okay, he
I'm
went
so
on to say.
You picked it back up.
I know.
I was scared. Sorry. This lifetime is not just another lifetime. It's not like any of the other lifetimes that you've ever had. This lifetime is very, very special. You choose this to be the lifetime of ascension, to be the lifetime of realizing what it is like to be human and then transform into a divine human angel.
Tobias's point here is to remind us that this isn't just another lifetime. This is the lifetime. I think part of us inside think, well, this is just another lifetime. I'll come back and do it again, maybe improve on it. And he's saying this isn't like any other lifetime you've had. It's very, very special. We've designated it. You've chosen it to be the lifetime of potential ascension. A lot of Chambra all over the world have chosen it to be their last lifetime on Earth. Statements like, I will never come back here again.
We already heard about what happens when you say that, though.
I know. But what he's saying is it's a very, very special lifetime, not just another in a series. You're giving yourself special tools, special opportunities, a whole different outlook on things. And he wants us to just take a moment and remember this is really unique and special. He went on to say,
one of the things that is very, very special about this lifetime is the teaching. Teaching is a new way, of course, not just standing in front of a group, but teaching by example, teaching by taking your life and doing what you choose to do with it. What a wonderful example, doing what you choose to do with your life, that is teaching.
Cool. As you know, Tobias has said from the start that Chambra the group of humans all over the world, Chamba, is the energy of teaching. And even on the other side of the veil, even the crimson color connotates a teacher. And teaching isn't just standing in front of a group. Teaching is an example, setting an example in your own life so others can see it is possible. It is possible to go through a spiritual ascension while you're in a physical body. That example by itself is phenomenal. And he's saying in here that the best example, the best way to teach, is by choosing things in your own life, choosing what you want to create in your own life. What a wonderful example for others.
This lifetime is the culmination. It is the graduation of yourself. Treat it with great compassion and love and respect. It's not like any other lifetime. It's not just another lifetime. This is the lifetime. This one right now is the lifetime for you. We should be passing out graduation hats.
I know, mortarboards or something. But, now I lost my train of thought.
Oh, you did not.
I did too.
You did not.
I did too. It was
You're
right
bluffing.
There, and now it's gone.
Oh, don't make me feel
the
bad.
The lifetime.
Don't make me feel bad.
Well, no, that's okay. The slide is pretty well, pretty understandable by itself.
Ahead,
it was
on.
All in my brain.
Come on, get it back.
I forgot.
Get it
forgot.
Back, get it back,
next
get it
slide.
Back, get
nope.
it back.
We're going to the next slide.
Oh, I'm not
going to It is the
it.
Lifetime. Oh, I know. Let me go back here. Now, see, I lost it on the computer. Actually, I had a kind of a vision one time when I first started getting into all this. And I was sitting in the center of a nondescript room, and there were all these beings around. I mean, and they had every different face and size and shape and energy that you could imagine. And I was sitting in the center of the circle. And I wondered to myself, I wonder, who are these beings? Why are they here? Because some of them were really nice looking, some of them really ugly, some of them you wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley.
Sounds like our families.
And don't make me lose my thought here. I've got this jet lag thing going one track today. And can you imagine what that channel's going to be like later?
Ooh. Oh,
but anyway, where was I? Oh, circle. And I'm like, who are those beings out there? Why are they standing around? And I got it real loud and clear. Those were me from past lifetimes.
Ooh.
Aspects of myself.
Ooh.
I was their designated ascendee. They were kind of in a holding pattern, even though their lifetimes had completed. But they were waiting for this lifetime, the lifetime, so they could be released and ascend also. Kind of, you know, we kind of all do it together. But it was me.
You've never shared that before.
I know.
You
I just
keep
thought
way
about
too
it.
Much in.
I almost forgot about it, too.
Man.
Okay. He went on to say,
Buddha eventually disconnected from the field after many, 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 many lifetimes and many attempts. It wasn't some grand angelic inspiration. It wasn't the hand of the spirit coming down upon him. He finally said, I give up with the suffering and struggling. Then, in that moment, sitting under the tree, he did have enlightenment. The heavens opened up, and we all applauded and said, thank God, finally!
Tobias is talking here about disconnecting. You know, they've been talking about that for the last couple of months. Disconnecting from the field or the source of all energy. Disconnecting from our old self from the past. Disconnecting from everything. This is, by the way, pretty big stuff, pretty major stuff. When he says you're going to be disconnecting from everything, ties into the channel or this series of channels where he was talking about what feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Other people, your job, society, whatever, what feeds you? How do we get our energy? And one of the ways we get it is through the field or the source of energy. And he's saying you're going to even disconnect from that. Pretty scary stuff. Here he's going to give some examples. Buddha's the first. And he says that Buddha did all this suffering and struggling and finally one day just said, and I think this is a little bit of a story, but sitting under the tree said, I give up. I let go. He stopped the struggling and stopped the wanting. He disconnected from everything. And when he did, he had enlightenment. He understood who he was. And then as Tobias says, the heavens open up. And it's like, thank God, finally, you know, I've been suffering enough.
You have noticed that Saint Germain and Tobias have sort of a story competition going?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And now they're going to talk about Oama.
And I wouldn't make fun of that to save myself.
No, I wouldn't
Not
either.
A chance.
No.
Oama was able to disconnect from the field after tremendous anger, suffering, and loneliness. Oama disconnected from the field, letting go of all the connections, connections of family, connections of his warriors and his armies, connections even to God. He even disconnected from God. That's a big one.
And as most of you know, Oama is the entity formerly known as somebody else. And anyway, Tobias is saying that Oama, who had been a grand warrior, loved going out into battle, Oama had to disconnect also from his family, his warriors, which was really tough. That was his, you know, thing. I mean, to have these armies, you know, and he had to disconnect from
people
that.
People that would follow you to their death, yeah.
And he had to disconnect from God. Whoa. I mean, as he said, that's a big,
big
one. Disconnecting from God, that almost seems sacrilegious.
It does.
I know. You know, but
my mom's praying.
He, well, and that's a tough one because people say, oh, that you're going too far here.
Straight to hell.
But once again, think back on the you are God also concept and the fact that what is our impression of God? What is our consciousness of God? It's not real good. Some big judgmental guy sits up there and doles out special favors. You got to pray to him. You got to worship him. It's a male, by the way, white beard. And it's a very old stereotype. Back in Obama's day, I don't know what God was like, but or what their image of God was like. But I assume it had some attributes of what we now have. And Obama had to disconnect from God also, because ultimately, as you know, God is. You are God. The God is right here. He went on to tell a little story about Kathumi.
Kathumi didn't have trouble disconnecting, so why is he hiding?
I don't know. Uh-huh.
He didn't have to go through the suffering. He just let it go. He went off by himself and said, I'm going to do this the easy way, the fun way. I'm going to be my own self. And he let go. He did it with the love and compassion of Gaia. Not connected to Gaia, but working with those energies to let go. So Kathumi is another independent being, a guided soul being who let go of all the connections and the old ways of feeding. Dear God, let Kathumi come back.
He's busy.
Oh,
he's quiet.
I want him
right
out
now.
Of the closet. I want him here now. I want him to explain the easy way.
I don't know where he is. I know he's got an appointment to be at the Midsummer New Energy Conference, but Linda keeps wanting to come back.
Man,
and it's like,
easy
she's like,
way. He says easy
we'll
way.
We'll
where
sit
is
down
he?
To do a channel, and she's saying, well, make sure Kathumi comes in today. And I'm like, I don't have any control
the
over it.
The easy way.
I
mean, no suffering.
I
where
know,
the hell is he?
The example is good. He did it the easy way.
They bring in all these drama guys and leave him out. What's
know,
the story?
I don't know. He's busy right now. But anyway, he says,
well,
Kathumi
offended.
Is another independent being, a sovereign being. Sovereign beings, of course, are the ones who totally let go of the old connections, the old way of feeding and getting energy, and become their own independent selves, their own self-generating energy centers. So I like the Kathumi story.
I'm calling Kathumi. Kathumi!
He's out of range right now. He went on, Tobias went on to talk about his
own
self.
Oh, another big story. Good. I, Tobias, disconnected. I did it the hard way. I went through many lifetimes of being very pious, very religious, trying to follow the book to a T. I was trying to earn my way to God, to show God that I was so worthy because I could follow every one of the rules. I love him, but my God here.
I know.
It
suffering.
Wasn't until the very end that God said, Tobias, I have no rules. None at all. You read them in some crazy book written by imbalanced humans who had an affinity for rules. Ooh. I learned to disconnect, but it took many, 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 many lifetimes.
Okay. Tobias did it the hard way. He tried to earn his way. He tried to earn his way to heaven.
Somebody throw a net over me.
She's not even drinking Diet Pepsi.
Like.
He tried to earn his way in, and he said he spent many lifetimes on his hands and knees and trying to earn his way to God. And he finally, is you, by the way, could you imagine having him for a dad? Oi, oi. But, yeah, holy Moses. But he said he finally had, as you know his story, he finally had to get thrown in prison. In one of his lifetimes, unfairly, of course,
sure.
Some political deal, but he got thrown in jail. So angry with God, the God he had tried to please for lifetimes, following all those rules, angry with God that he would have everything taken away and thrown in prison. that anger finally turned into resolution for him. He finally let go. He finally said, I don't care. I'm in prison. I'm in jail. I'm going to die anyway. I got this damn little bird every day coming and singing at the window, annoying the hell out to me about its freedom and the fact that I'm not. I'm just going to die. I let go. Turns out the bird was Archangel Michael and was there to call him back to service. And it was his last lifetime. He's been on the other side ever since, working with us.
I'm just
talking about suffering.
I'm not falling asleep. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here, I'll calm down.
Oh, Saint Germain.
I'll calm down. Saint Germain is another being who disconnected. He was forced to after finding himself trapped in a crystal, knowing no other way out, not alive and not dead, but finding himself entombed in a crystal. In this crystal was his way of learning how to disconnect. He says he spent 100,000 years in the crystal. It forced him to go within and look for the answer. He disconnected from all other things and realized that he truly had the answer all the time. Advil might have fixed that.
100,000 years in a crystal, I think, is an exaggeration. But the point is good. He was trapped in his own stuff. Sound familiar? And couldn't find his way out. He tried to think his way out, tried to box his way out, fight his way out, anything he could think of. And quite simply, he already had the answer. He just didn't go within to figure it out. And when he finally did, when he finally said, I'm going to get myself out of here, I'm going to stop relying on other things on the outside, crystal went away. Took 100,000 years, a slow learner, but he's really a cool guy right now.
Where's Kathumi? And we're listening to him.
These are four wonderful stories, or five, or however many there
is. Tell you which one's my favorite here already.
And the real question is, how are you going to do it?
Kathumi!
Next slide.
Okay. All of us who went through this process went through great fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what happens if you totally let go. What happens when you're suddenly overwhelmed with nothingness, with darkness? Have you consciously severed your connection to God? Have you been fooled or tricked? All of these fears come in.
So the fear comes in right now as we're learning to disconnect, let go of the old ways of getting energy, of feeding. When we think about becoming totally self-reliant, letting go of all those other things, it does bring up fear. And we wonder, if we let go of everything, are we going to fall into this huge dark abyss and never come out again? So really, that's the struggle that we're going through right now. We tend to do it slowly, or we tend to hang on. We say, yes, I want to be Shambra. I want to disconnect. I want to be this grand, divine human. But hey, I don't want to let go of all the old stuff. So we have this huge conflict, causes problems in our lives, and that's part of the struggle that we're going through. They're telling us to just breathe in, let the process happen by itself. If you feel the fear coming up, call in Raphael. He's not going to do it for you, but he will be there to help you walk through some of the fears as you go through your own stuff.
This is pretty tough, though. You got any like other hints or secrets?
I'm going to wait for the channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. There are not many beings that have truly disconnected. The list is quite short. Not many beings have let themselves go through that process, a process that right now you are going through. This whole concept of spirituality and religion should actually be about disconnecting. But what do the churches teach? More connection, more addiction to their energy. In the simplest teachings, it is about totally disconnecting. That's when you become your own sovereign being.
I like that line. The whole concept of spirituality and religion should be about disconnecting, about letting go so you can discover the God within. Unfortunately, so many of the spiritual teachers, religious teachers today, actually talk about more connections and more old ways of feeding. I'm not being critical. I'm just making an observation. I love that line, by the way. And there's people, I guess, who need that. But he's putting it back on us, saying, as Shambra, as teachers and ordained ministers, you know, can you work with people to disconnect, to let go of the old ways that are holding them back? Can you do it by being the example? He went on to say,
for the next 30 days of time, we're going to ask you to do some homework. Each day, consciously do something different. You're very prone to doing things in the same way over and over and over and over and over, and not even aware of it.
It's like that Energizer Bunny. You just want it to stop.
Each day, do something in a different way. Drive to work in a different way. Change your routine in the morning, that routine that you have when you first wake up. Do it a bit different. Change your workout schedule or even your diet schedule. Each day, choose something different and do it differently. We're still in that 30 days. I'm reading these differently.
Well, we're still in the 30 days. So he's saying if you want to take a look at how you get connected to things, do something different. You'll see how you get into these patterns and you're in ruts. Just do something a little bit different and you start becoming aware of how you've established, you know, old patterns that maybe don't serve you anymore. And I know everybody here did their homework, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool. I know I did. He went on to say,
it's going to help you understand how you create your routines and the ruts. These are also the things that are keeping you attached to the field. These are things that are making it very difficult to disconnect. By consciously doing it different, you're going to see a different energy. You're going to find it very easy to start releasing more and more of those things that connect you to the field.
By just taking that opportunity to do it a bit different, it's like looking at it from a different perspective. And as Tobias says here, it's going to help you understand how to slowly and smoothly and easily start disconnecting from the field if you choose to do that. And if you don't, that's fine also. I know in talking to people this last month, there's some concern, you know, what the heck are we doing? Disconnecting from everything. And if you are uncomfortable with it, you want more understanding, call in Raphael or Tobias. Or if you're really uncomfortable with it, you don't need to do it. You really don't. I mean, it's not a requirement.
It just helped me understand something, because
yes.
I don't know if he said it or not, but isn't the field really part of the near realm, so to speak? Or yes or
well,
no?
Well, that
I don't
could
understand.
Be a I'm long not... answer right oh. now, but not necessarily.
Okay.
He's saying it is the matrix or the grid
right.
that where we are connected to, we draw energy from. And it's kept us as
right.
in both the angelic realms and this realm. It's not just an earth thing.
Okay.
Not just an earth thing.
I needed that clarified.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, okay, that was it for last month.
Okay, I have one last question before we move on.
Yes.
What do you have any idea what are the attributes that we could use, like, to suck up to Cthulhu?
Cthulhu. I just be really nice.
Oh, to you in particular.
Right.
yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay. yeah, yeah,
you
I
know,
got it.
The entities that work with Schomburg kind of come and go. You know, we have some staples like Tobias and Saint Germain, Owama, Kuan Yin.
I love them all, but I want
Cthulhu
this easy
kinda comes
way
in
thing.
And out. I'm sure he'll have a good explanation. You know, if you want to find out, you want to know, come to the Midsummer New Energy Conference, because I hear he's coming back. See, I'm schlepping the conference a little bit.
He's going to be there, man. I'm going to be there.
He's going to. I haven't. Anybody heard from Cthulhu lately? You have? Where the hell is he?
We did have an experience this week, last week, with Cthulhu coming in.
Right. Yes. Yeah, yeah. David's going to bring you the microphone so everyone in the world can hear what you're saying.
Awesome. We were having breakfast and put something in the toaster and moved over and started having a conversation, and the next thing we know, we had this great big bang.
Right.
We looked and it exploded.
Wow.
The glass flew out. I'm not saying it was Cthulhu, but...
That right. sounds like Saint Germain.
or Owama.
And but the whole thing, I woke up that morning and I felt... just like giggling, which
right.
is very unlike me. And I was just giggling, and even before I put the toast in the oven. And then a few minutes later, after we cleaned up the mess, I went outside, and I'm standing there having a smoke, and there's a bunch of trees in the backyard, and this little, about a 7 or 8 foot tree, 7 or 8 foot tree, pine tree, and I looked up, but not with my eyes. He was doing like this... animated cartoon. It was dancing all over the place. It was so incredible.
Wow.
And I was laughing, like I couldn't stop laughing. And I went to get my friend afterwards, and of course I said, now it's just a tree. It's just a tree now. It wasn't. And
she's like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We understand.
And it seems like that energy has been going around because another Schomburg had something, a coffee pot explode.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's some other energy or not.
Now, I just know that when I've asked about Kuthumi, it's like playing this game, where in the world is Kuthumi?
Oh, right.
And
it was so,
Tobias
it was
keeps
so,
saying he's not in these realms right
no,
now.
No, the energy was just incredible, though. Just,
yeah.
Like, and I didn't see it with my real, with my eyes. It was a
right.
total different vision than I saw. And it was just
yeah.
really cool.
Aren't you glad you can talk like this in front of this group? And nobody thinks you're crazy, or at least they are not saying anything out loud.
They're keeping it to themselves anyways. Yeah.
No, you can, truly. Because we understand. Yeah. We have those experiences.
Yes. It was, yeah. it was a total different vision than I had. I've never... or a couple weeks before that, we were having...
We got to keep yeah. moving.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's really
thank
good.
You.
It was awesome.
So we're going to just put out the... Thank you. We're going to put out the call, where is Kuthumi? In the meantime, let's talk about, I can tell when people are getting nervous because they got to go to the bathroom, and so I got to keep talking fast.
Go ahead.
Recent events. It was a heck of a month.
Yes, it was.
In terms of travel. Norma, Garrett, Linda, and I started in Sydney, Australia. What an incredible group of Aussies and Kiwis and a few Japanese. And
very,
I'm
very
trying to
special.
Think from what other locations, but
all
we had
over.
About 120.
Yep.
Beautiful weather there. It's summer down under, which was very nice. A little warm, actually.
Sweet.
But quite nice. And St. Germain did a lovely job in
oh,
the channels.
Of course
very
he did.
Strong. This is a shot of our sponsor, Katarina, getting ordained. She's now an ordained minister also.
Spectacular sponsor.
We do that at the Dreamwalkers. We ordain ministers. Norm and Garrett do. And I think we've ordained, over 500 ministers now in these workshops. It's kind of the closing event. It's no secret anymore. I think people know we do it. Just a couple more shots. Happy Shambra. When we get together for the workshops, we also get together afterwards as much as possible.
It's our favorite thing.
Go out to dinner. Chat, share stories. The energy is phenomenal. I mean, the happiness and the laughter and just the Shambra energy. People all over the world gathering, but yet they know each other in a way.
It's always special.
So it was an incredible school. Just beautiful down there. From there, we went to the other side. Went to Zurich, Switzerland.
What were we
not
thinking?
Not that other side, the other side of the world. Went to Zurich, had another great dream walk. It was the last fully channeled dream walk school. The dream walk schools they're very similar. Each has its own different energy
flavor.
Depending on the group. But they're pretty similar, so we have videotaped it so we can give it in the future.
We did not, you're talking about the Denver one.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't videotape this
not,
one.
Not this one, but
right.
We videotaped in Denver. So we had about 140 in Zurich. That was a sellout. Great group. And again, just had time to share with each other, have a good time, learn about death, but really learn about life.
And our lovely sponsor, Rita Kumley, we need to make sure.
I know, I didn't have a photo of Rita.
Because she was so damn busy.
I know. I wanted to put it in there.
Yeah.
But we did have five ladies from Israel who showed up. Yeah. We had people from everywhere. Oh, do that. Okay. Linda told them she's going to do the queen wave. So, could you get a shot of that, Joe Engel? She said quietly she'd do the queen wave.
It was subtle, huh?
Yeah. But anyway, it was a wonderful school.
It was nice to make an additional, connection to people of Israel. And I'm so excited about that group. They were so cute and happy and magical and we're both really excited about, we will be going there in October.
Yes. We've graduated almost 700, Dreamwalkers worldwide. We're going to continue doing the courses, but a lot of them are going to be, videotape or partial videotape. But, it was kind of sad when Linda and I finished up last, Sunday afternoon in Zurich and we were saying, well, that's it, folks. You know, it was Linda almost broke out in tears.
I did. I just didn't realize I would miss it. And even St. Germain was, if you listen to the very first Dreamwalker and then if you listen to this last one, it was like, whoa, he's come a long way.
Come a long way. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was actually nice after he.
Yeah, nice. He was.
Well, the first day, actually, he said, you know, he was giving people, asking him a question. And he said, you have to make a choice. And he said, if your answer is yes, you can stay here. If your answer is no, leave immediately. Get out of your chair. Leave. You get your money back.
Refund.
And of course, I'm channeling this. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he said, if you can't make up your mind about how to answer the question, you have to leave anyway and you can't get your money back. That's Saint Germain for you.
He actually worked on his humor. I mean, he was practicing his humor. It was
But nobody laughed.
I know.
And it got to, he was trying to be funny, and nobody was laughing at it. And he kept on saying, I'm amusing myself more than I'm amusing
I
you.
I applauded him because I saw how charming he was, and I really wanted to encourage that.
Let's go to upcoming events. What's happening in the next few months of time? Later this month, we're going to Kelowna, British Columbia. It is beautiful
Canadian
up there.
Canadian wine country?
It is like the Canadian heaven, I think.
It's really beautiful.
Because it's wine country, but it is beautiful.
And it's on a lake in the mountains.
We're going to do the channeling, a kind of a channeling workshop. We're going to talk about how to really connect with yourself. And if you want to go, sorry, it's sold out. It sold out like
did you just
almost.
Like run it just to like
I know.
Upset people?
No, I'm just letting people know, you know, okay, gotta sign up. Early May, we're going to Bucharest, Romania. We're going to be there for several weeks. We're doing the Crimson Circle Wall of Fire School, and that will have Romanian translation on headsets. So if you're thinking about going, if you're Romanian but don't speak English, you're probably not listening right now anyway.
Good job, Jeff.
Forget about it.
Well, the English-speaking Romanians can tell the non-English-speaking Romanians.
That's
because
right.
We do have a lot of friends in Romania that are listening right now, like
I know
Sylvia
we do.
And
yeah.
Liliana and
yes.
Maria,
yeah.
And just to name a few.
Okay. Then in Bucharest, we're going to have a one-day Tobias workshop, a day of clarity, also featuring Norma Delaney and Steve Gaynor. So, and Moshe Zamyovich is putting all these together, and we thank you, Moshe, for...
You butchered his name. Good for you.
I said it very quick. Didn't I? Moshe, you know who I'm talking about. Okay. After that, while still in Bucharest, May 22nd to the 24th, is the channeling workshop.
What made you pick that picture?
We're also going to have Romanian translation with headsets.
Looks like my grandfather. Why'd you pick that picture?
You know who that is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Well, Tobias has said that channeling, at least in our modern culture, channeling really originated in and around Romania, Transylvania, Hungary, and that whole area. He actually said that Merlin energy originated in that area. So I put in an icon of Romanian culture.
He's a Romanian hero. That is Vlad the Impaler.
I know, who later was used as a template for Count Dracula. That's who they kind of fashioned it after. And they tried to put that energy of Dracula and Vlad the Impaler onto Saint Germain. The church did that, trying to discredit Saint Germain in the 1700s. So I put that picture in there out of absolute respect, and the Romanians love Vlad.
They love him. Nobody has more brutally saved the country than he did.
But he saved the country.
Yes, and, he did. And he's awesome.
Absolutely. Early June, we're off to Oslo, Norway. I'm really looking forward to that with Jan Johansen and the Norwegian Shamba group. Lovely group, beautiful country. I'm not doing a tourist promotion, but if you ever get a chance, go to Norway. Food's great.
That's actually filling up pretty fast. So
it is filling up fast. We're at least two-thirds sold out on that. So if you're interested, please sign up early.
Don't delay.
After that, we're going to do St. Germain's Dreamwalker School in Minneapolis. This is going to be conducted by Jane Hamilton, who's the dean of the Dreamwalker School.
She is awesome.
She's going to actually be conducting the school. Linda and I are going to be there. And we will probably do a few live channels, and there'll be some recorded channels. But we're actually going to have teachers, Jane and others, going out and teaching Dreamwalker. So we're going to go from Norway to Minneapolis. Is there a difference?
No.
Is there a difference?
The accent's the same. It's good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Of course, we were watching, what was that show real quick? Earl, and they did a whole show about My Name's Earl.
My name's Earl.
And the whole episode was about his karma for the way he said other people spoke.
I know.
Bad joke, forget it.
By the way, if you watch, that was the first time we've ever watched My Name is Earl. And just coming back from overseas
so
and knowing that sooner or later it's going to be syndicated in other countries with subtitles, really embarrassing.
Has anybody seen My Name is Earl?
Really embarrassing.
Do you realize what happens when Europeans and Japanese, and they see that and they think that's what we're really like? It's really spooky.
Anyway, July 14th through the 16th is the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Breckenridge, Colorado. This is the 10th year that Linda
yes,
and I have
is.
Put this event on. We are going to be launching the Crimson Circle Energy Company, and we'll have a lot more information and details about that. But we're going to do an energy launch. So if you want to participate, this is a great event to go to.
It's always special. It sells out every year. Every year people wait, don't book a room, and then they cry the blues because there's nothing left, and they don't get that great $119 rate. They get stuck with $219 or have to camp.
Yep.
So please don't delay if you're interested.
If you're interested in going, please get your hotel room right now anyway. That's important because the hotel always sells out. We're going to have a full lineup of activities. We're going a little lighter this year in terms of, you know, in the past we've had just a jam-packed schedule. We're going to have more time for relaxation, entertainment, dancing, just group discussions. We are going to have a number of speakers, a few of which I've shown here. We're going to have Tobias, Kathumi, and Saint Germain.
Hmm.
And Kathumi's, I've been told he's going to be there. We're also going to have a wonderful author there by the name of Owen Waters. No relationship that I know of to a story Waters. Owen wrote a great book called The Shift, The Revolution in Human Consciousness. It's almost like he took all the Tobias materials over the last 5 or 6 years and consolidated them into a very easy to read, just a wonderful, very simple book.
A little book you could give to anybody because it's so palatable, yeah. And it only goes on for you know, when somebody wants to hand you like the keys of Enoch, you're like, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? This is a little book. Easily can hand it to somebody and say, this is what it feels like it's going on in the world with a consciousness shift.
We're going to have a lot of music.
Not the keys of Enoch.
A lot of music. We're having a music competition. Yeah. We're trying to get musicians to do more.
Say
more
that,
music.
I have jet lag. Say that real clear, because I think that's exciting. How much do people know about that? That's really
It's going to be in the newsletter.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Read your newsletter. Don't delete it. I don't want to take up a lot of time here.
That's good.
But we're going to have a music competition with a $2,222, you know, 4-2s.
How'd you pick that number?
It sounded really cool. Okay. It sounded really cool.
Okay.
And,
that's, 2-2-2-2-2.
The winner gets over
2-2-3-2.
2-2-2-2.
Oh, got it.
Over $2,000. Cool. Mm. Wow. So that'll be in the newsletter and on the website. Okay. And then immediately following that, geez, I didn't want to do this, but I was strong-armed into it. We are going to do another sexual energy workshop in Breckenridge right at the end of the, Midsummer Conference. It was very, very difficult to channel that in San Diego a month or so ago. And I said, you know, we got it on audio recording. We don't need to do any more live ones. We'll have teachers go out and do them. And the entire staff just about strung me up. And they said, we have to do a few more. We have to really understand the energy we're moving. In San Diego, it was a very limited group. We took applications, and it was only from people who had sexual abuse issues, known
directly.
Issues, where they were the quote-unquote victims of this. On these future workshops, we're opening it up, and we just want to really watch how the energy goes. So it'll be open to – you still have to do an application, though.
Yes, and I will tell you this. I actually – one of my concerns was it was almost too perfect. That group was so good.
That group was so perfect.
I don't think anybody could top that group. So several of us said – that we're involved in it, so we really feel like it has to be done a few more times to see what happens if the mix of the group is different, what will that look like? Because it was almost too perfect. The group was so stunning. It was.
So we're doing another one in Breckenridge.
Yep, really
We will do one in Europe this fall and probably one in either Japan or Australia.
Don't promise it until you're ready.
No, I know it's okay. Going to be there.
Right. Ooh, you shifted. Woo!
Well, and it'll be some live channels and a few recorded channels. Again, just energetically,
right.
That was a tough one. So,
I know it was.
So if you're interested in that, we are going to limit it to 80. Absolutely no more than 80.
Period.
And if you're interested, it's on a website now for sign up.
It will be by tomorrow morning.
One last thing before we take a break. The Crimson Circle Energy Company, Inc. is a reality. It was registered in the state of Nevada earlier this month. I want to get the date. I want Norma to look at the astrology just for kicks. But, you know, what is the astrology around it? But Crimson Circle Energy Company, Inc. is real. Up to now, Crimson Circle has been,
It's a Chambra thing.
It is a Chambra thing. You know, Tobias has talked about Chambra, the entity of Chambra becoming real on the other side, and now we're making it real here. Crimson Circle has, up until now, has been Linda's and my company or project, even though it's involved all of our energies, but from a business standpoint or legal standpoint, it's been ours. And I just don't think that's right. I think it ought to be shared with everyone because it's all of our energy. So we formed the Crimson Circle Energy Company, Inc. We're going to be putting the assets of what we're doing now into the energy company, and it's going to be all of ours. We are, and I can say this. I checked with the attorneys, but we are filing at the end of this month for CCEC, Crimson Circle Energy Company, to be a public company, traded over as public. A stock company. You can call your stockbroker and buy stock in it. We've come up with a little motto, which is not official, but it kind of
I
interesting.
Like it. Go
it's
ahead.
Don't pray, invest.
And it means Jeff will never, ever, ever
no
have
more
to ask
donations. Yeah. Yes, after July. Don't stop now, but after July. But literally what we're doing is we've created this structure, which is going to be very fluid and very open as a way for us to combine our energies together in this public company and really get out there and do the things
create.
That we've talked about doing. Create and make it possible to do publishing and a music label and research projects and
Schaumburg
University and charitable projects, you know, that fall into line with what we do and anything we want to do. Hell, invest in real estate and just make money on it to generate other revenues for Crimson Circle so we can get out there and we have the tangible liquid assets to be the creators on earth. You know, you gotta play the game and we're doing it through the Crimson Circle Energy Company.
I want to just add one little nod, and they don't really need it, and they don't necessarily want it, but I would have to tell you that Janice Burney has just been stunning with what she's done to create this, and I'm not sure that we would be standing here right now even talking about it if she hadn't and really put so much of her time and interest in this. It's just phenomenal, and we really applaud her.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Janice has been working on this for well over a year, looking at every different way how to do this. And it's now that we have this, it looks easy, but we had to go through every iteration. Legally, how do we do it? And
she's got bumps and bruises.
There are so many regulations regarding this from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Every individual state we're going to have to file in, but we will be a legal public company you can buy stock in. And in other words, what we're doing is just combining all of our energies together. It is going to blow people's mind. I mean, if you can imagine the Catholic Church coming out tomorrow and saying, you know, geez, we've been taking donations all this time, keeping it to ourselves. We're going to change. We're going to make the Catholic Church a public company. And everybody has a right to know everything that's going on. And not only are we not going to do donations, but you invest in it. And your investment, your stock grows. Hell, it could be your retirement. Can you imagine a church doing that? So that's kind of where we're headed. So it's, we're either crazier than hell.
Yeah,
or,
who cares?
Or we're on
everybody
to something.
Already knows that.
But it just didn't seem right that we have this, Schaumburg Energy worldwide, but we hadn't had a way to really absolutely connect it. This becomes a way to do it.
We talked to an attorney that I expected would give us every dark reason why we shouldn't do it, why we should be scared as hell and run. And when he was somewhat encouraged, even a little amused by the idea of what we were trying to do and how fresh and amazing it was stunning to me that he was so supportive of the idea and didn't have a lot of scary things to say. There are a few things we have to watch, but he was really encouraging, and that blew me away. Attorneys, they're like always looking for the worst case, and this guy really made us feel good.
We've talked to people, like Linda said, attorneys, lawyers, bankers, just really mainstream people who you think would just kind of shake their head and go, you know, this is crazy. Well, once they get it, once they say there's this group of people worldwide who share a common interest, there's this group that wants to join together, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. They love it.
It's sweet.
Yeah. So we've gone through a lot of legal work, a lot of homework over the last year or so of time putting it together, and we're going to launch it officially at the Midsummer New Energy Conference. So it is time for a break. I want to thank the Schaumburg Angels for your financial support up until the time we become a public company.
It's still driving
some
things.
So we're going to take a 20-minute break and
really
come back, see what Tobias has to say.